Fans, friends of Biafra from around the world, good evening and welcome to the program. My name is Uchemefo and I'm reaching you live and direct from the studios of Radio Biafra London, here in London. And today we will be shortly joining our outside broadcasting crew in Biafra land, Owerri, Imo State precisely. And Nnamdi Kanu is anchoring this program. This is a testimony of the fact that Radio Biafra is not just in London. It can go to other places. We have been able to broadcast live from Australia. We have been able to broadcast live from Enugu. We have been able to broadcast live from Onitsha, in Owerri, and yesterday in Aba, which is Abia State. And today, Radio Biafra is going back to Owerri. A lot of people have been criticizing Radio Biafra that Radio Biafra cannot come to Biafra land. Radio Biafra is exiled. But this is not true. This is a testimony, of course, that proves that wrong. That Radio Biafra can reach the whole world on the internet and in local areas on FM, wherever we choose to broadcast. Having signals already that the live broadcast from Owerri is already started, so we are going to join our outside broadcasting crew right now. We're going to join Nnamdi Kanu in Owerri, Imo State right now, and we will rejoin you after the broadcast. Thank you very much. Thank you. My name is Uchemefo once again.
Around the world are now tuning into Radio Biafra online and bringing this message to us via www.radiobiafralondon.com or www.radiobiafra.com. Once again, the thing that Radio Biafra has made a landmark, it has broken through. Radio Biafra is broadcasting this event from FM at 89.2 from Owerri, the capital of Imo State. We are also reporting this evening that our online listeners are now able to join us. If you want to join the competition, if you want to use your voice heard, you know what to do. If there is any humming noise at the background, please know if the generator going because as usual there isn't any light. We are reporting this evening that things are terribly, terribly difficult for our people. We are the people in play, we are in change. In change that the African people are under numbers in state. The entire Imo State people only have 3.4 billion naira to live on every month. The Imo State State Governor only receives 3.4 billion naira to run the affairs of over 10 million people. Whereas in neighboring states, in neighboring states, in a state, there are not even onion proceeds to the section of the even more onion than Delta State Store. This is a statement of fact because Shell was here before they moved to Port Harcourt. And oil has this land from time to memory. The people in Ohio, Abraham, and Uguza area, the people of Imo State are living from hand to hand. There is no food for them to eat. People are literally going to the dustbin and picking up food to eat. People are drinking water, percolating on the middle of the road to be able to have some semblance of water to drink. If you doubt the peril of state, if you doubt the hopelessness of life where we come from, if you doubt the level of youth, in a way that Radio Biafra is reporting from today, I will challenge anybody, any of our listeners, pray about to come back home, take out time, do not drive the air conditioned car, walk around, or use the very popular way or the most popular mode of transport around here, which is KK or whatever they call it, move around and see misery upon misery on the cities of our people. Because of that, the burial and burying people is now one of the biggest activities over the weekend. The number of people dying in Biafra land is uncountable. Things never used to be this way before. There is evil everywhere you look. It is our duty, it is our responsibility, it is our God-given right to make sure that all these things is safely addressed. If we do not correct it, nobody is going to do it for us. It is up to us to pursue justice. It is up to us to pursue righteousness. It is up to us to pursue a fair society through Biafra. That is why we are involved in Biafra. When somebody asks you, why are you involved in Biafra? Tell them that you want justice. Tell them you want safety. Tell them that you want to free your people from bondage. They are killing us in northern Nigeria. Back here where we come from. Back here that God himself gave to our ancestors. We are living as slaves. We are also reporting this evening that the only person making use of Calabar Seaport is Dangote to bring in rice and salt from overseas. If we have to import cars, we go through Lagos State. Anything we are doing, we have to go through Lagos. It is only here, only in Port Harcourt, only in Calabar, that Dangote is allowed the exclusive use of Calabar Seaport to be able to import salt and rice. Our people are dying. This was the message we sent to the world yesterday, because there's no need reporting any news anymore. Boko Haram killing us in the north is no longer news. People killing us all the time is no longer news. What is news today is that people are dying of starvation. People are on the streets begging. People are dying of hunger because there are no meaningful employment for people to go out and earn a living and feed their families. That is the state of affairs in the land today. That is the state of affairs in all other parts of Biafra. Things are happening here that if anybody that produces a discerning mind will go crazy. Things are very, very bad. It is untrue. The people that you elect, that you go, politicians, you go out to represent you, are not representing you. They are not doing anything for you at all. If you travel along, you get away, you will see what you are saying. We have people owning industries and building fashionable houses outside the land. Where we come from is like a desert. Our neighbor is like a desert. Where we come from, life doesn't exist as we know. We don't want people to be under any illusion to think that the way things are, wherever they may be it in London, be it in New York, be it wherever they may be in the world. If you think that life in the land is as good as it is where you are, then you're clearly mistaken. The suffering is not a serious evil and the law. If you venture into the security, if you venture into the robber, if you venture even into the lands of the job people where the president comes from, you will see that the level of misery is unfathomable. The people that come from Abraham that were born when the oil pipeline ceased are still waiting for compensation till today. The people of Abraham in Imo State are the most forgotten people in this part of the world. Anybody from Uganda, from Edema, from Ohad are seriously suffering as we speak. Their politicians go to Abuja to collect money from their master's table. when other states like Kano State are receiving up to $80 billion every month in terms of revenue allocation and VAT, the people that the oil is cutting from their land is only receiving $3.4 billion. Is that how to live in a country? What sort of country is that? Our people are dying, and the most shameful thing is that not many people can actually recognize. They have bound us hand and feet, and our mouths have been covered. We have nothing to speak for anymore. We merely exist. When you go along Douglas Road or Wedding Road, you know, where all your people are going to keep going in your hand, walking from one place to another. Nothing appears to be happening. Nothing is happening here. People are dying, and we cannot continue this way. If we continue this way, there will be no Biafra to solve it. There will be no Igboland to solve it. And we cannot allow ourselves, we cannot allow our people, we cannot allow the good work that we have done over the years to go away in vain. As I reported previously, we hope to be joined at some point by Engineer Madi, who is the president of the UN Humanist Institute, to tell us how things went yesterday at the inauguration. At Mayhew, we are receiving a signal from London that the microphone is too loud, that we should try and reduce it, which is what we have done. Please, Minister, we'd be very, very happy if you can confirm that the microphone has not been seized. Thank you very much. We are welcoming our online listeners from all over the world. Radio Biafra is received in every country of the world. Radio Biafra is the most listened to broadcaster anywhere out of Africa. At each point in time, we have over 2 million people listening all the way from Alaska to North America to New Zealand after Australia. So we are very proud of our accomplishments and what we are able to do. We are propagating the message of Biafra to the end of the year. Wherever you are on this planet, you'll be able to receive Radio Biafra. And once again, if the microphone is a bit too loud, it's because the generator is on near where we are. There is no electricity again. This is the third time in a row that we're broadcasting and reporting that there is no electricity where we come from. The oil is coming from this place. Do not be deceived when people tell you that the oil comes from the so-called Niger Delta or riverine area. Imo State is a major oil producer. Abia State is a major oil producer. It's been confirmed very recently that Anambra State also is a major oil producer. Why is it that Imo State gets a paltry $3.4 billion every month to take care of 10 million people? This is not up to the budget of a nursery school in England. That is what they're expecting people to live on. That is why there is no development here. That is why nothing here can ever function properly. That is why our people, when they graduate and leave universities, they cannot find a job to do. If you're joining us for the very first time and you're very sad at what you're hearing or the news that you're receiving, please be there with us that this is Radio Biafra. We will tell the truth the way it is. We do not embellish it. We do not try to do anything to prevent what is falsehood to you. Anything you hear from Radio Biafra is an absolute fact. We have some people here with us right now. Please, we would like to introduce them. The studio is actually full this day. Let us start one after the other. The generator, the people are saying that our voice is very, very loud. We'll try and reduce it. Please do confirm London once this problem has been resolved. We are broadcasting this evening in Owerri on 89.2. Is that correct? And in
yes.
Are people confirming that they're receiving us this evening?
Yes.
Absolutely. So please, Engineer Madi, let us start with you because we are the chief host here. The World Human Rights Initiative is hosting Radio Biafra. The whole world knows that Radio Biafra is partnering with the World Human Rights Initiative because within the year, we saw truth and uprightness and straightforwardness. And with these truths, we'll be able to get Biafra. Please say hello to the wonderful people all over the world listening to Radio Biafra from over the different states. Hello, the world. This is the Radio Biafra Main Event. From Heartland of Ibibo, Biafra Land. There were people are saying that we shouldn't speak Ibo, that Biafra is not for Ibo alone, that it is for other people as well, that we should try as much as possible to speak English if we can. Yes, and this is repeat this grouping in English language so that people in Ibama, in the Bankipa Ibo people, they give them Dashini, Shoshiri, and Ugobo, please be able to hear us very well. And if you have any phones, please, as we normally do at Radio Biafra, you put it either on silent or you turn it off, please, because the world is listening. We want to portray a very good image to our listeners around the world. Not just for Biafrans, all the nationalities are listening this evening. Please, give them once again in English, if you may.
Yeah, good evening, listeners. I am in the Marina Center, the President, to give my initiative. Good evening, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Before we bring, I think we have other people around here as well. And can you say hello to wonderful people?
Hello, the world. Thank you. 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 Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And we have somebody of you
behind us. Yes, please.
Good evening, everybody. This is Sunday. We are afraid we are getting us right here in the upper lounge. We love you all.
Thank you very much. As soon as you are complete, I have another gentleman. Even the eminent bishop himself is here. I am honored that he's able to join us again today. Do we have anybody else that would like to say hello to the world?
Who else is here?
Yes, someone from Apa Akala. Let me back for it.
Please go ahead and join yourself up in
Gina. Hello, the world. My name is Philip Akala. I'm the deputy to the Umar of Michi people for that conference.
River State,
yeah. River State, River State, yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful. You've been doing a very stunning job in River State. We are told that the year in River State is very formidable. Is that correct?
Correct.
Absolutely. That's what I want to emulate. And last but not least, the Lord himself is here. Not just Christ. We need temporal Lord. We have two types of Lord. Is that correct? Spiritual and temporal. The other side is a spiritual Lord. And we have a temporal one here that takes care of our affairs here in the flesh himself. I'm delighted to introduce the Lord Bishop. So, please, my Lord Bishop, could you please start by introducing yourself once again? We spoke to the world a short while ago. Can you also start by introducing yourself once again, if you may?
By the special grace of God, my people, fellow Biafrans, fellow citizens of this nation, Nigeria, people of the whole world, in fact, I bless everyone in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I remain Right Reverend Dr. Maglorious Amayoranenya, Bishop Ndi. I remain a faithful and upright human rights and justice proclaimer by the special grace of God. May the peace, by the peace of the Lord, be with you as you trust in the Lord in everything you are doing, including actualization of the effort. God must surely be with us.
Amen. That is what we are saying. If you want to join this conversation wherever you are, the number to call is +234. If you are calling from outside Nigeria, the number is +234 809 455 9568. Please do not be afraid if you're calling us from away or anywhere within Nigeria. The number to call is 0809-455-9568. Unfortunately, our air conditioning system is not working, so it's quite unique here. But we are fighting for the freedom of our people, and we are accustomed to very hostile and unfriendly atmosphere and conditions. And we must continue to serve our people in truth and honesty, regardless of the circumstances, which is what the developer is here to do. And please, Bishop, I was reporting before I came in that there are no employment opportunities in this state. People are suffering. All I can see is a mortuary, fast food joint, and hotel. They are the only three things prevalent in this state. And as I've been traveling from Abia in Abia State to Owerri, I've not seen anything good at all. We call upon God all the time. Has God abandoned us finally? Because I cannot see anything good happening. Or are good things happening which ordinary eyes like mine cannot see?
My people, for us to say that in Imo State, it may not be completely right. In the whole Eastern Nigeria, I want to tell you that this is the part of the world where people, even in terms of education, people will struggle to enter into university. Behold, thousands of them will be marked down and stopped from entering into university. But when you get to the northern region, I want to tell you that they will be begging them that to come into this, whether they pass or not, they will push them into the university. And I want you to understand that even when our people graduate, look, a lot of graduates have resorted to Enaga. A lot of graduates have resorted. I am a bishop. I'm telling you truth and nothing but the truth. In this part of the world, in Igbo land, in the Biafra land, I want to tell you that the truth is this. Any graduate that finds Keke Napep have become that a blessed graduate.
Exactly.
Right. The motorbike, the one with two tires.
Yeah.
And when you see them driving, they keep on tying and hanging their legs here and there. I want you to understand by the special grace of God. Do you know that? I know that this is one of the things that the God sent, saw, that he did say to one another, and made a sacrifice which nobody has made, and that to make sure that this part of the world is breathing a little by offering purification to our people. So I want to tell you that the poorest of the poor, every day, people, instead of going on dying, and find out, whereas this is the place, resources and the oil and everything is that, you know, coming up from that to, use and educate, train and feed other people when our people are dying.
But education is very good, my Lord Bishop. I cannot see the industries that Mbakwe built. When I say Mbakwe did a lot of work when it came into power, to empower people, to give people meaningful employment. What has happened to employment to our that the job of a person is to create employment opportunities for the electorate? That is what they, that is their primary duty, that's what they elected to do. Why are we not concerned about the creation of jobs? I'll give an example. The shoe factory here for the world is closed. Is the Nachi clay factory is closed. The other farm, whatever, is closed. It's operating at God knows 5% or whatever it is. All the major defense and building at India is closed. Nothing is happening. We know that we have enemies. The Nigerian government, the Nigerian state wants to kill our people. They want us to die. We know that very well. We have our people who are in power, of which right now Governor Richard Sokoche is one of them. What are they doing? What are they doing in terms of making sure that there is employment for our young people? That is what leads to kidnapping people. They in the Bible. Is it the Bible that said an idle man is a rebel's workshop? I don't know anymore.
That's right.
Why are we allowing our youth to be idle? Why should you expect somebody to work in a fast food restaurant selling donuts and cake for 7,000 a month? You expect him to build a house from there, to marry a woman from there, to do traditional marriage from 7,000 naira a month, to do wedding from 7,000 naira a month, to move into a house from 7,000, to buy stove, to buy cooking pot, to buy spoon, to buy pure water, to buy impure water, all these things. Why, when are we going to begin to look at the nitty-gritty of the problem to begin to address it? I mean, building fire road is very, very important. I can see it. Already has a very marvelous facility. It's looking better than ever. We've not seen it this way before. Without any construction, that is absolutely wonderful. But investment in human infrastructure is the key. Employment to give people a spending power to keep the economy going. Our economy is dead. What are we going to do to revive?
Thank you very much. By the spiritual grace of God, I know when you say our economy is dead, it is only in this part of this nation, so-called Nigeria, that the economy is dead. The economy is booming elsewhere. I want you to understand that that the so-called Nigeria is marginalizing the Biafran region. This eastern region is suffering the whole thing. I want you to understand that when they carry the resources and everything here and go over there, they continue sponsoring the people, continue providing, even talk of that when you, talk of education, because they want everybody, they want them, even the woman, even the man, that they are building these nomadic schools, you know, for them. And I want you to understand that here, by the spiritual grace of God, Governor Concha saw it himself. And that is why he wept and said, my people, my people. And I want you to understand that he made it clear that he has never seen a governor, he has never seen an improvement, he has never seen anything since Evans Mbappe has finished that his tenure. And that's why he said, Imo must better. So I know that wherever he is now, he is listening. I don't know, like I will talk, when you talk of what the Lord says, and when you talk of the scripture, and when you talk of the truth concerning our people and concerning that, I will tell you. But when you talk of these programs, I know that it is in his program. I know that he is listening. And I believe that he has every good plan to help us out. Because if you are waiting for the so-called Nigeria to help us, my brother, let me tell you, you are talking of the, it is only in this part of nation that people, when they saw that we are trying to see a little light any day they want to give to us, they will give you maybe once in a month or twice in a week. They will give you once in 6 months or sometimes in a year you will not see light. Yet they will give you bill of about 12,000 naira a month. Whereas still, there's no work. You are selling donuts, you are just, you know, getting a paper, whatever people are calling. So tell me how people... So I believe by the special grace of God, I am not in the matter. All I know is the solution is this. If people like Okocha be given chance, I mean, if they can give us our nation, Biafra, we know how to handle our things. We can use what is from our place to better our place. I'm not using what is from our place to better other people while we are suffering and perishing here. I want you to understand the truth is this. The little token that they give to us, do you know that during Obasanjo job, do you know that they removed the Imo State from all your position space? They removed it totally, completely. I want to tell you the
truth.
They removed
Imo State
from all your position space.
That oil was discovered here before Olubri.
That
oil was not discovered in Imo State.
That is marginalization. You are talking of the case. Let me tell you, the shell you see in that in river is today, that was first started here. That's why you see Shell Town. The name Shell Town was the place that the shell beauty established before they carried it to that river.
The thing is about why did we allow Obasanjo to get away with it? It is a blatant error. Why did we allow Obasanjo to get away with such blatant? I don't know how to describe it.
No, let me tell you, my brother. You see, this is exactly the marginalization I'm talking about. Remember that these were the people who fought. These were the people after fighting, and they saw that they couldn't wipe off that with gone. Now they used hunger. They used economic by seizing our resources. Now I want to tell you that this is another strategy. They want to frustrate development, they want to frustrate employment in this part of this nation's
program. Let us see what our listeners will have to say. That's this is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, my name is Philip. My name is Philip Gwen. We are hearing what the bishop is saying. But it's not clear here. So the Lord is hearing you.
Thank you very much. We're going to adjust our chair, please. My Lord Bishop, can you move around, turn that chair around, and come a lot closer if you may? It's very, very important. Yes, but can you hear me very clearly?
Yeah, I hear you very clear.
Yes. Turn around a bit more. I'm good. Look, we don't hide anything at all. We say it the way it is. Yes, my Lord, I don't want you to fall down, please. I don't have capital. This capital that I will give you to fall down, not break anymore, but capital. And thank you very much for holy water, please. What is your family? Where is it? Yes, your family, are you in the struggle or you disappeared? No, I have to ask that. I'm going to ask you that. Come on.
I want to ask something to
no,
what the shop has to say. And my stand is clear. I'm Comrade Chidi of it. My stand is clear. This is not a time to carry over sleepless. We are done with Nigeria and we should not expect anything good from them.
Let's take this part to what I said. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hi.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, what's
up? My name is Okedele. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
My name is Okedele. I'm calling from Okedele.
From Tadome. Yes, go ahead.
Hello? Okay, fine.
Yes.
Now, I've been listening to what the speaker said. Yes, I listened to what the speaker said. And I have some questions to ask you.
Go ahead.
We're talking about Richard Okorocha. Now, if he was a Okorocha messenger for us, why did he go to Kano to tell them that there are the same problems? And that thing led to all cities to include I want you people to understand, because I'm not happy at all with the statement I'm hearing from you. Now, somebody who is the governor of the state, as far as you're dining with Nigeria, you are aspiring to become the president of the General Republic of Nigeria, you are an enemy. That's a simple answer. So, for us to get our salvation and our freedom, we need to go out to people to come like that. Nobody cannot come here and start telling us that the concept is that. We don't have any governor in the Eastern region, so to say. So, now, let them leave the history of Nigeria and talk about their part. Let's not try to project the concept. We are not here for that. You understand me? What has he done? Why can't people say the truth? They are killing our people in Kano, being separate from the government, no problem, and the people should stay back, and they keep more of them.
Okay, thank you very much. The bishop is here. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome your call. Bishop, Radio Biafra, open to their mind. Everybody says, because this is an open platform, anything you have in your mind.
Ask him why, Okorocha went to Kano.
Yes, my Lord Bishop, please answer him. Yes, he's coming from Saitome and Pontipo, where the three are people from this place to doing the work. Go ahead,
Peter. My brother in Saitome, I thank you very much for what you have already said. Now, listen very well. Before, since the death of Odumegwu Ojukwu, we don't have any ego again that goes to our people in pain to tell them it's well. There is nothing you can tell your children who are in pain, who are in trouble, while you have hope for salvation, while you have hope for deliverance, while you have hope for rescue. You will tell them it is well. Even Jesus Christ told us it is well, that we should relax, that though we may pass through holy, we will pass through persecutions, that he has already conquered the world. What the man is saying is this: it is well. They should cry no more. God must surely vindicate us. He went to Kano to tell our people, to console and comfort our people, than to abandon our people there. This is exactly what happened. Not that anybody here is trying to, blanket any issue. We are speaking the truth and nothing but the truth. They are killing our people. They are really shedding the blood of innocent Biafras, the blood of innocent peoples. So what we are saying is, by the special grace of God, there is no way we shouldn't have somebody that's who will tell our people it is well, while we still fight our cause. Remember, during the time of Israelites in Egypt,
this is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, my name is Emeka.
Emeka, where are you from? From where?
Spain.
Emeka from Spain, please go ahead. The bishop is here talking about Richard Okorocha. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the hospital.
Thank you very much.
And my brother, please, I want to tell you one thing. You see, I believe that you people should dance, you know, give us kudos, because we are the people who are here. People run away. You know, you cannot be in diaspora and be talking, because we have decided, sacrificed our lives. Anything can happen. That's why we are here speaking it now. And this is the right time for the vindication. So what you have to do, my brother, is to come home and support us. Biafran will surely be actualized.
I think you have answered his question. He wanted to find out if the path you are following is the path of Biafra, and we are reassuring them that what we are doing is Biafra, nothing more, nothing less, that nothing else will surpass apart from Biafra. At this point, please, I know why I asked you, my dear friend of Facebook, is that anyway, you are here. Please address the world and tell us what you're doing and what your group is doing to make sure that Biafra comes today, not tomorrow.
Well, I have the contribution to make on what Bishop has just said. The important thing is how to actualize Biafra and how to save our people from further pain, that our people have been in pain since the establishment of Nigeria. He continued to mention Okorocha. I have a different view.
Yes.
Okorocha should be told that our people are in trouble. Okorocha should know that, yes, we value education, just like my comrade here said in that. You can be building schools without industry. There were industries established by Mbappe, the president of the MPC, they are doing one at the Inishi, poultry at Butobo. Issue industries everywhere. None of these companies are fortunate. I was a bit disappointed. He's doing fine, but yes, we road to road everywhere. But we have an employment at its peak. With apologies, he went to the U.S.
So we have somebody else on the line, please. Thanks, bro. This is Radio Biafra. His name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, man. This is Patrick from Germany. My name is Patrick Lickens.
From Germany, yes.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. We are now at where Radio Biafra is reaching the whole world from where it is.
Yes, I'm on the phone. I'm listening very careful to what Bishop is saying. You got to be like this, Bishop. This is Patrick from Germany, from Ingolstadt. What is up? I want to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
We have a problem for which it goes by ourselves. If I could say, why should the governor of Anambra say the leader who is should be a complex of 25 billion in Abuja when you know his people is suffering? This is the one point. Another point is this. You can witness exactly what happened in the city of Abba yesterday and then for the meeting before. I was in Abba by October. The governor of Abba cannot even remove the dustbin of the city of Abba. When is the money the federal government is putting for the happy and safe to show it? It's both considered how we all come from the buildings in Abba and no water. Why should we be messing ourselves up? The governor come in power about 1 or 2 years ago and promised heaven and earth for water. He has delivered even when he comes in, when he started as the governor there. What happened today, he cannot be able to fulfill his obligation. Even those who have been working with him as governor of Anambra State and all other governors, because he's been governor of Ibibio land, we have been cutting the cost because in some of the different parts belong to us. They wanted to work with Buhari now. Buhari, can you think Buhari can win a governor, a presidential candidate in Nigeria for a free and fair election in Nigeria? Somebody who has been a great person, never achieved anything. You think I can achieve something now? Why should we call that a battle of his people in North? Dying carefully is on steady basis. Very enough to see the children come in the restaurant, in the bar, in the street, by Bukahari or what you call themselves there. So this is happening. Why are the government in there for a lot of people not so? Simply because they are feeling their death by the federal government of Nigeria. There's a lot to be said. I really hope that Biafra will come. We will choose the people who will rule Biafra, not the seven people who have been ruling Biafra, all of them are rules. We don't want them to be our leaders. We want a democratic and free choice. voice of the people of Biafra, to reach the people of Biafra. We don't want the type of government we have in Nigeria today. The government in Nigeria is a very corrupt government. We don't want this government, and we don't want anybody who participates in any office in Nigeria to reach Biafra. Thank you very much. I have more to say. I think the more heads come to our table. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Okay, we are saying something before. Bishop, I think you rank in Japan, please go.
Yes, my message to our governors in the East is to create jobs for the boys. The boys are suffering and they are desperate. Their desperation has a lasting limit.
Maybe they like your voice, okay? Once they hear you, they start calling. This is Radio Biafra from Owerri this evening. We have the Lord Bishop here himself and other eminent Biafrans. Yes, very well, please go ahead. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, we can hear you. Listen to your phone, not to your radio. Your name, please, and where you're calling from.
I should be from Papeli.
That's good, please go ahead. Very briefly, there are other people trying to call. Go ahead.
You still okay with me from Biafra?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Okay, because Papeli. Yes, I listened to what the bishop said. I think somebody said that people outside the government and said,
yes,
I want to say, it's actually the people who are outside who are really expecting for the outside, not the people inside. You see, somebody like me, I don't want to do it, and I'm not trying to say anything, but I am not the people that are going to expect money through an organization. So some people in the north, super cool, especially coming. Now, this is your place to come back to the way to take the money. But because of what starts in Cameroon, when you told them, when you take the gig, you saw them say that they should come back, he was in proper house, and they should come back, they should say that there's no problem. He assured them there was no really problem. Most of our people stayed back, and some of those people are now there. You understand? Thank you, my brother. Thank you for calling. As you said, my Lord Bishop, this is Radio Biafra. We speak the truth. Exactly.
We call it spade a spade.
Exactly.
We don't bend anything at all
exactly.
With
them,
because with lies we cannot get Biafra.
Exactly.
Are you telling the world this evening that Ruti has reported the governor of Imo State is loves his people?
By the spiritual grace of God, you see, this is one thing I want to advise our people all over the whole world. It's this. We should not be biased. What we are talking and why we are here in the studio is for the actualization of Biafra, for the freedom of individuals. I don't want anybody to bring in politics into this. Listen, I am a bishop. I am not a politician. And I want us to be focused. I don't want us to start pursuing shadow. All I want you to understand is this. For the governor to go to the northern region and say, it is where my people. Relax. I want to tell you, in Igbo language, we do say, okay, Adema, what thing is this? I don't want anybody to start talking about politics. Now remember, you are talking of those in House of Assembly, you are talking of those in Senate. In which government and in which nation are they working for? They are working for Nigeria. and they are working in the under the Nigerian government, they must surely obey the rules and the law in the Nigerian government. We are talking about marginalization and the killing of individuals. We are talking about that our freedom. Therefore, let everybody remove politics and remove whatever you have or acrimony or anything you have against anybody. Let us, my brother, fight the battle with focus. Fight with love. Fight with unity, with the oneness. And now conquer and actualize. Not by mere tools or maybe weapon of the world or fighting with gun or a machete or stick or anything. Let us be focused and God must surely help us.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra from Owerri. This is me. Greeting the world. What is your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Ebuka Okafu. I'm calling from Germany.
Ebuka Okafu from Germany, please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not slowly going in.
Danny.
Yeah, Yaneku, Pasara Okurocha, and the PTOT and the others. Oh, man, and that. So most of our people, let me take that and eat.
But what is astonishing is that I have never come across any set of people on this earth right now going through what we are going through as a people, and nobody's talking. The only reason why you can hear people calling from South America, from Germany, from Spain, from Canada, from New Zealand, from Japan, from Malaysia, is because of Radio Biafra. Putting our people together is better than it is. As we were saying before, have any of these governors not seen that people are dying in the north? Have they not seen that our people are being killed? Are these politicians not aware that our people are dying? Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from. Yeah, go ahead, Mono. Make it very brief, please, if you may.
Okay.
Please, Bishop, you read the Bible very well, you speak the word of God. They say we can't serve two masters at the same time. So I'm struggling, seriously struggling to understand how your heart, how God's heart can be in Nigeria, and at the same time be starting from big, big something. He said he was in Nigeria, starting for the people, and ended up losing 3.5 million people. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you're calling from, please. What is your name? Go ahead, please. The world is listening.
So does it mean the lady did not declare enough information that Radio Biafra is on the air?
If I really
89.2. Okay, please keep checking the show because there is confirmation that our system is going to recycle. Our signal is going out and we are quite close to you, so you should be able to receive us. Please move about where you are. Eleanya, I jump more than what you want to get down because you're down with the devil. Please, you have a lot of questions to answer. I think you know that.
I know.
Please attempt to answer as quickly as you can so that people can come and have questions for you. How can you serve? Is it possible to serve Nigeria and serve the Igbo cause at the same time? Is it possible?
By the special grace of God, there is no two masters yet. Okay. I want to tell you that we are marginalized under the government of Nigeria, and we are trying to come out because we are asking for independence. We are looking for liberation. So I believe, if you read the Bible very well, you will discover that the time Joseph was on the throne, serving under Pharaoh, he even told the Israelites, please, when the time comes, whenever you are going, don't leave my remains, don't leave my bone, take my bone home. Which means he was serving under the government of Pharaoh and know that one day Israel will surely
have
gone.
I think you've answered it very, very succinctly. Anyway, that's where you're a bishop and I'm not. please address and tell us what is happening to, that's why I asked you before. In your own assessment, how far are we in this Biafran struggle that the bishop has been talking about? Are we making any progress?
Well, we are making some progress. Partly, like destiny is really going to give us Biafra on our side, destiny is on our side. All we need is collective effort. We need unity. Let all the groups unite and let this final push. We believe the time has come. The same thing that led to the civil war is around us complaining. The Nigerian government cannot give us security. Times and over again, our people are being killed. 2 weeks ago, 4 forces were blown up. These are innocent citizens of eastern Nigeria. And it's going to happen and happen again. It's not in life of Boko Haram. Boko Haram is at war. And there is no two ways about it. And it is time for you to get set in terms of responding. Our people in northern Nigeria, I am sorry, if they continue to stay there and they continue to kill them, that's their business, because nobody can protect them. Not even our so-called governors in eastern Nigeria. The thing is that they should come home like they did in 1966. There's no two ways about it. We are killed and killed and killed until we run home and they came. So let them come back and then we draw the line.
Do we have the means to defend them when they come home? Now, do we have the means to defend our boundaries, our territories when these people come home? Because all those people are from coming here to clamor as a war. Is anybody going to stop them from doing that work? If they are killing us, if our background job can take away the oil credits of being located with impunity and nobody said anything. Should we not be looking at ourselves? Why is it easy for people to treat us this way? Do we love money too much? Is it not about love for money, for cheap, for fast, for good things? And when I walk about, I can't even see the evidence of the so-called evil that are doing very well that people are keep clamoring about. But if you go to Lagos, you know they're doing very well. If you go to Abuja, they're doing very well. Can we do something? There is no evidence that people are doing very well. We must not be treating ourselves as we are. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, what is it now?
Good evening, your name and where you're calling from, if you may.
Okay, my name is I'm calling from Abba.
You're calling from Abba, please go ahead.
Okay, I want to know the topic of today.
Our signal cannot get to Abba, that is the problem, because we are using the FM in Owerri today, and our range is limited. It cannot get into Abba. We are working to install a transmitter that can carry our signal all over the entire Biafra land for September. That is, tonight you can go to www.radiobiafra.co, not .com, just .co, to follow what we are discussing. We are even more powerful and more stronger than we, because what Radio Biafra is doing, even Radio Nigeria cannot do. So I suggest you go online and follow what we are discussing. Then call us back and join me today. Thank you very much. Please, my Lord Bishop, you see, you talk to Christ or to the angel or somebody from God's side. What are they telling you about our people and when their redemption comes?
By the special grace of God, I began to speak concerning our going home some few years ago. And I have prophesied it, and it will surely come to fulfillment. Any moment from now, I want to tell you the way people are looking at it. It has, gone out of that level. Ojukwu saw it and declared the war, and weapons were used. And you saw how it ended. And now he came home and made a statement. It is now the fight of knowledge and pain. So it is no more a fight of physical weapons. As the Bible says, that we have our own weapon, divine weapon. So I am telling you all, our people, wherever you are, all Biafrans, all Igbos, wherever you are, all from the eastern part of Nigeria, wherever you are, listen, be not afraid. God is on our side. Those people that we are fighting before.
Let's ask them to see if they agree with you. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, man. This is Patrick from Germany. I called before. I tried to participate in the guest.
Go ahead.
Bishop, I am hearing you very clearly here and very well. So, the problem we have in eastern part of Nigeria is the health. Those who have been living in northern part of Nigeria have to live. By the time I started listening to Radio Biafra since July last year, the first thing this radio station has been telling me that the people living in North Korea should go. I remember what has been telling me off and on. But see, those people who have invested so much in not knowing what to go with, if they don't want to go on with their business. But what I am only assuring you is that in what is going on, what to say is the work of Karala against the people, and they will never come to any people because of their investors in northern part of Nigeria. Our governors have to think about how they can be able to send escorts. If those who want to come can come, those who cannot come, and forget them. But another thing is that, remember last time when Gowon had said a comment, if we had been know that the people who lost money has been to their game, they would have not started even to war against the Biafrans. So this is a comment. I will stop here this night. I wish you a very wonderful night. There's a lot of things going on, but we need to help our friends. That's a good night. Okay, Biafra. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, before to respond to what you said, yes, please.
Yes, my people, I want to tell you, it is not only establishment. I want to tell you that some who ran back home because of the situation, because of the hardship, because of the hunger in this part of the nation, they couldn't get help from anywhere. Hunger nearly killed them. They said, okay, instead of dying, so they start heading back like the foreigners who now nearly died and say, okay, it's better we die in pursuit of food. So I want to tell you by the special grace of God, I don't really support that everybody, if some of them come back from here, my people, all of you are in diaspora there, you don't know what you're putting through. To eat 2 square meals is a big problem here. So if all of them come back here, I don't know the situation. Unless you people want us to open a welfare post so that you people can be lodging in, so we call them back, so that
we see how we can provide anything. But I want to use this media to appeal and beg our Eastern Nigerian governors to please see what they can do, even to provide that a little things, a little, I mean, means of living for those people, so that if they come, they can see even a square meal to eat. So, but where there is nothing for them to lay hand upon, my brother, if they come, they will still run back like others and decide to die there instead of coming home. What I believe anybody can do now is this. Let us put hands together. Let us put heads together and fight on, not with internal weapons. Let us now push on and make sure that Biafra is actualized. I believe energy in the ground to help achieve. So, if at all we now come home, we are liberated or freed from this horrible nation called Nigeria. Then I'm telling you that we can use what we have here to take care of our people. God bless us. Please help us and let us actualize them.
So everybody has a role to play, including those in the diaspora as well.
Exactly.
It is no good saying, come home, they must come home to something.
Exactly.
What are they coming home to? To hunger or to death? Let us take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please. Hello? Hello? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear us? Yeah, but thank you, Officer. Please, at this point, we'd like to bring in the leader of the Yeah Mahas Initiative, Engineer Amade Innocent. So please tell us, we understand that our events not affecting us. We are still organizing, putting the year together as we did yesterday, as of May. There is the urgency of bringing people back from the north. Let's take this call, Officer. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from. Hello? What's your name and where you're calling from? I hope people are aware I'm not afraid to say something. These are local numbers. Nothing is working here. Please tell the listeners all over the world the effort that the year is making, how fast is it growing, what is happening, what happened yesterday at the year. I want the whole world to make sense. The hour has come. It happened with these guys when they were needed. And the same thing that happened to them, so that's what is happening to us today. Third of God said he would harden his heart, and he did it. Saying I got in Nigeria by hardening the heart of the Boko Haram, even the heart of the president. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, my name is Samuel Okoye. I'm calling from Ireland.
From Ireland. Go ahead, please. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah. I want to ask why our women are not contributing to this issue. Because all the issues we are talking now, including women, we are hearing their voice. The women, they are not contributing. The women, like, they are not, hearing about the women in Biafra, in Nigeria, or what.
People are very hungry, maybe. Who knows? Go ahead.
In a normal culture, the women are supposed to be at home. If you're in Nigeria and if you're still in Nigeria or Biafra land, there's no way you allow your wife to be out by now. What happens to the children? And even you are there still complaining. Over there you are working, your wife is working, you have the culture over there is quite good what you have. So that's where the women are not involved as of now. That you are in studio about every kilometer up on our interest you are living. Thank you very much.
We have talked about the women attend the inauguration yesterday of the Yeah Mahas Initiative.
Exactly. The photos, the video clips and the photographs we send in the internet sooner or later. You see that women of Anambra play a prominent role. The cameras will have women leaders, secretary, a lot of them are women. Women have come out to come to do what we know how to do in Biafra. And let women do that in Nigeria. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So our women are coming out, they are participating, they are within the structures of the Yeah Mahas Initiative. And they came out here today in March in Anambra State, I think, when that very chapter was inaugurated formally. So things are moving forward. Our women are participating, but they cannot come out in the studio. It is night time. There is not even money for transport for some of them. Thank you very much.
We have to go and get the people free from the shackles of death. I've gone to court, and it is only two legal methods, two legal men, who can get tradition, who can get ourselves information, who can get us from the wicked oppressor. We were talking before of industries. Can you now know that Nigeria has their policies and the policies that rules the nation? They have wicked policies that make the middle of to have even garage industry fighters in the upper line. Go to Lagos, all those things are secured with industry. Yeah, where are we actually going to work? When they have these policies, before you get any kids excited in our life, you have to get care from them. Why are people blaming our people? I'm only mad when our people cannot share what I've seen reality. There's no way what we're trying to do is to get our own country, where we have to get policies and policymakers that will not put things the way it's supposed to be done. My children will cannot have enough where our children will work. And I beg you, from people that we are not here to blame our question to blame people, I'm trying to say that the moment you get your friend, you see the right thing that you done.
Yes, let's take this call. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Thank you, my brother. Ndewo.
Ndewo.
Question was the state now,
Ndewo, Radio Biafra, and we're now back to you, when you may be doing.
Now, I will leave my brother in the middle of this life.
89.2 Radio Biafra is very important to many people. People want to listen to Radio Biafra. If you have to speak the truth, you are not afraid of anybody. No human being. All we are asking for is for freedom and to establish Biafra in truth and honesty. Please, and you know, is there any reason why we cannot begin to put structures in place to welcome our people back from the north and to encourage them to come back? Why are we wasting our lives in the north when we should be down here?
Yes, you know, it's not very, very. Over, what a time that those already residing here can only accommodate them for nothing and 4 months. If you come back with a family to add to your own family, like I said before, when you are receiving 7 or higher 15,000 naira, they are able to get response. By the time you have all those services and get from government, what do you have left? The highest you can accommodate enough to your relation is 1 month, and it's a problem. So what we're trying to say, but my advice to every Southeastern government, we have the mechanism that's going on here. We have to get policies that have to build, at all, it's a good food in our land, create farm home settlements, and put all the food there for us to start cultivating this food that they are bringing for us from the north. By so doing, they have to organize and put everybody that comes down here, they don't have anything to do in the farm section. So they start cultivating more food for us to eat. And if they can hear my voice, that is a very nice capital. But for people to say they should put a die here, you know that you have to change that because we have to consider a very long
time. Thank you very much. We have a text from somebody. You didn't put your name in there, so we suggest you put your name, but it's a local number, preferably or hopefully from a warrior member of the Biafra Liberation Council, wishes to express our happiness and appreciation to the Radio Biafra team and the Human Rights Group for keeping faith to their promise. We will soon be there. Our promised land, the land of the rising sun. That shows that it's cooperation going along all over. I wanted to ask the table actually, because you talked about groups working together. PILIE is working with the Liberation Council very closely. And which one is the group again? Which group does he represent?
Apostle Salad, which is your
Great
Commonwealth of the Niger Delta.
Right now, it's mostly what's called the Afara Center.
Okay.
The
abundance of Biafra, which is wonderful. It has a great initiative. Is that also your plan as well? Because we want the world to hear. So we don't do anything secretive here, please, go ahead.
Right now, I work across the board. I have an open mind when it comes to Biafra and liberation. I work with others. I've been in Port Tamari. I was in Canada yesterday. He came over to me in Chicago. And right now I'm here. So you see, I'm more, I'm caught across. And I think that's one thing I can say God helps me to do. I don't have feeling. I have to respond to something efficiently.
Right.
Please. Our people should come out. Freedom is never given freedom. You must go and take it. I'm saying that the time has gone and I'm pretty sure about it. Boko Haram has said they want an Islamic state in northern Nigeria. There's no two ways about it. If you don't know what they're fighting for, they want an Islamic state. And it's impossible for them to Islamize the eastern region.
I will support them to have an Islamic state.
Therefore, why don't we let them go? Let our people come back and let us go to the streets and say, no, people want Islam. We don't want it. And that's all. It's over. And that's my plan.
Yes, thank you very much. We have a young man here, a very young man. His name is Prince Ihiani Chukwu Okereke Solomon. Okereke Solomon, wonderful. He is the Liaison Initiative Youth Leader. What efforts are you making? The world will want to know what our young men and women are doing to accept this message of redemption that we are all preaching all the time to Radio Biafra and too many
Thank you very much. Those who need to hear please have to do that for tomorrow. But in Biafra land, these are now part of the process of realizing Biafra state. Biafra state is very important to the younger generation because Nigerian states are fed up completely. So many of the young persons in Nigeria are being told the judiciary and judicial and any other process by the Nigerian security system. And we are not happy about that. In so many ways, our youth are being disseminated in so many ways. They don't have the basic, in fact, no capacity for the young generation. Some of our leaders go out there and talk about themselves, not about us. They don't even represent our people. These people we are talking about are wanted, paid by some pay master, and they are now killing our youth to where they are. Because the people who travel a lot are youth, much more than any other youth. So we are saying that the youth of the South, or the southern part of Nigeria, the rising sun, we are very ready, we are accepting the fact that there is a change in the process of governance of people.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear us?
Hello.
This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear us? This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
I don't know how you want to get there. Where is the office?
Sorry?
I want to know the actual place. The actual
location of what?
The office, the office.
But what is your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Mr. Tukudu. I'm calling from away.
Mr. Tukudu, from away, you want to know our office? Are you listening to Radio Biafra now?
I can't get it.
It's going to 89.2.
Okay.
FM. 89.2 FM.
89.2.
That is correct. That's where you listen to us. Yes. You don't need to.
What I have on the top is 89 FM. I think it's 2.
Okay. Sorry about that. It's 89.2. FM 89.2.
Are you
We are on air right now, broadcasting to the world.
Let me take it off.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You don't have to come to our office to contribute. Yes, the young man will say, we know all the things that happen, but why are the youth not angry?
why are they not upset? There seems to be this envelope of timidity and fear and hopelessness. Where did this come from? I don't know.
Go ahead.
Who wants to answer?
Go ahead.
We are not cowards.
Okay.
Ibadis are never cowards. I want to tell you and I want to assure you of something.
Yes.
There's something we are putting up here. There's this national interest of Nigeria where some of us have expressed ourselves as youth leaders in Nigeria. Since 1964, the creation of the youth council, no single evil youth has been the president of the youth council. And no one has accepted the youth of the youth. And we are saying, we are giving them one opportunity. We cannot congregate their women and children this month. If we didn't come, we are pulling out. We are telling them that the youth council is for the north and the southwest. Evil youth will come and organize ourselves. Already we are organizing ourselves and putting our structures on the ground. And the issue is this. We are mobilizing. You see, this is a security matter. We don't blow everything out. But we are seeing a strategic movement from one place to the other. The other time, we plan to do some peaceful demonstration because of this Boko Haram is opponent to our people and killing our people. And if we are along the line, some people who are in government with the lips would have come and put their power, put the what do you call it, the support they have, to put their support to make this thing actualize. They shied away from the process. But we are not leaving it to death that the thing is ended. It's not yet. We are still working. And with the Fulia Human Rights Initiative, we have a security network that is working, passing information from here and there. And the Northern boys who are here, we have seen them along the last road and every other thing. We know where they are. When we start our own, it's just one little thing. They are not about chemical fuel already and all the rest of them. They have done their own, they don't know our own. When we come up with our own, they will run away. That's why I'm the mountain. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now I am energized. I'm very happy. African won't be the Kenyan workers. We have a text here that says you guys are doing great work because the world needs to hear and know about the atrocities being perpetrated against innocent people. They are killing us because simply we are evil. Somebody must be held accountable for genocide being committed against immigrants, not. For those who want peace in the north, they should join others in calling for the definition of this military construction for Nigeria. After all, the north has already made it clear that they cannot coexist within this. And self-determination is a human right. It is given over the open from Port Harcourt. I mean, is there any other way the north can tell us they don't want us in Nigeria?
No.
They are killing you.
Very clear.
Well, what I find astonishing is each time they kill us, we do nothing. They kill us, we do nothing. Up until when will we do something? That's a very simple question. Up until when will this killing continue and we stop them from killing us for Christ's sake?
Have a concerning way of doing their policies to make sure that the traders itself on doing what is supposed to be at the right time. They have the military, they have the police, they have the navy, they have the army. If the news of the youth to react in a way that is not in accordance with the constitution of this tradition, they are wiped out the way they have been helping us. So now I come in there. I'm coming in. Truth protest is a legitimate, non-violent approach to issues. If you are not happy with any issue or system, you have the right to protest. Boko Haram, the northerners are keeping quiet while our people are being slaughtered. And the government of Nigeria is helpless about it. And we are saying, let our youth come out. Let our people come back home. And we go to the streets and tell the world we are tired of being killed like chickens. Information, sir.
I mean, non-violent approach to AC.
These
three people
here
are coming.
Listen to what I'm saying.
What are the other people come to the
court
on the
party? They have their policies. They have placed their machinery. Before you embark on any process, you have to give clearance for them to you. I've always said that we are the commissioner of police. Let us have our own commissioner of police to work for us. They should take their commissioner of police
and he was dealing with the attention. Let us talk about the question. Where are these police and commissioner of police when our people are being killed? They are flattening the law. Now, the inspector general is there, and our people are being killed day after day. And we are saying it is enough, and we are going to go to this case. There's no two ways about it.
That is absolutely correct. Yes,
you see, the other day I read on the paper,
yes,
that they are rewarding the Boko Haram, rewarding for killing my people.
Yes,
killing us.
Yes.
My immediate answer was killing us from where the Boko Haram attack took place in camp.
Yes,
I should have lost the one who killed me directly. Most of the information. Sir, what I'm trying to say, family, every father, every mother of the Lord, send back home your family. Let the youth remain there. Let us put what we are putting us together here. We will meet up with them somewhere. The information I want to show everybody is this. Boko Haram is a group that knows what they want. They want to dramatize the entire North in the first and Nigeria on the long run. They are responding to the so-called amnesty. Last week is that they cannot take what they didn't ask for. They didn't ask the government of Nigeria for amnesty. And moreover, they said in a statement by AFP last week that they don't believe in democracy, and how can they take anything from the democratic system? That all they are saying, and they are not joking about it, is that they want an Islamic state in the entire northern Nigeria. And how can you stop them from getting what they want? We want Biafra and they want Islamic State. Give them their own. Let us have our own.
Let us thank the Lord Bishop as by way of a closing, not closing, but just about to come to an end with the cut for an hour 30 minutes. There is what is stopping us from leaving Nigeria this night? What is stopping us from going away from Nigeria?
Bishop, by the special grace of God, my people, what will stop us is the appointed time. God is a program God. God knows what we are passing through. You can understand that when the Israelites were passing through horrible situations in Egypt, God said, I have seen what they are passing through. I know that the king of Egypt will not let you go. But when my hand come upon him, he must surely let you go. I know that God has seen what you are passing through. And that is why we have been fasting and praying and calling upon the name of the Lord to come to our aid. And recently now, I'm planning an interdenominational program where we are going to come out and cry unto the Lord the more. For I am having hope that this thing may not escape 2014. Because I am seeing that greener and brighter that answers when I am praying for this liberation. I am telling you, when God says yes, nothing can say no. I believe that God is God of individual. And I believe that our God must surely see us through. Listen very well. 2014, Nigeria must surely expire, whether you like it or not. Then, I believe that there is appointed time. We are patient enough. We don't want to, go against the law of anybody, whether the law of United Nations or the African Charter or that's the law. But all I know is there is a remarkable and noted agreement, which the others are not exceptional. So, yes, we are hoping.
Thank you very, very much, Madam Bishop. Does anybody here believe that Nigeria should last more than 2014?
No.
So, does it then follow that have we actually benefited anything from all the lessons we've been putting for people in this part of the world before? No, thank you very much. So, will it then not be within our rights to ask Nigeria, don't hold elections in the Southeast, let us know where? Because the law is voting, not the killer. You vote, they kill you. So, why are you voting?
Then is it not therefore sensible or reasonable to ask everybody, every child, every man, every woman, every group agitating for our freedom to make sure that Nigeria doesn't last even 2014?
That is what we are doing by the coalition. Every group are coming together, and that is the ambition that the Nigeria can never come together. And I believe that as a separate work or not. But this time around, we are coming together. And once we come together, we conquer every reputation. But we're not with the Nigeria mission.
Yes, sir.
Our energy is very important.
Very, very important.
And now, information. The British government are giving Poland to go ahead to prepare for a referendum in 1914.
In 2014.
In 2014.
That is correct, sir.
And we are asking Britain and Ukraine to
do the same thing.
To do the same thing. What is good for the cause is good for the diaspora.
But you have a lot of diaspora. This is the problem. You have a lot of diaspora. A lot of Igbo people, a lot of Igbo people who are in Abuja. Are you sure we have even won the argument within ourselves that we want Biafra on the street?
Yeah, let me come in here. You see, I want everyone to understand this. God does not even need your consent to do what he wants to do. I am assuring you, mark my word today. Even let me tell you one funny thing that happened in the scripture. You know, when you read the book of Judges, when Deborah came and sat at the under the palm tree, and when God asked them to know that Barak was the daughter, he said, "Oh, I'm afraid the boy is not go. I will not go. You know, the boy is the child of what we are afraid of. You don't know how God will do it. You know, the man that has been terrorizing them, you know how the man died? It was the woman whom he ran into and asked for a woman. The woman gave him milk. And when the woman gave him milk, he put up the pin of the tent. The tent covered in a huge pistol. And that man came, like an old woman, not gave a pistol on the head of the man until he died. Look at the soldiers were afraid. And the woman said, let me tell you, what you are afraid of will come and will scare from the politicians. Let me tell you, this thing you are talking about, mark my words, politicians themselves, they will do it. When the time of God reaches, they will step up and set you at death.
What I'm saying is that you ask the question, what is holding us from having the Biafra
tonight?
Yes.
It is us. If we cannot agree, if we continue to disagree, it will be a very bad thing for us. So, like the bishop said,
Yes.
And we believe that Nigeria project has we are going into Biafra. And Biafra is just by the doorstep. And we will be perfect. I want to assure every youth of Biafra, prepare yourself. The battle is on. We have been dead one against us for a very long time. But this is the time for us to put up action. And action is on the way. We are working very hard. We did it before. We are going to see it again. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for all of you for being here this evening. You have a worldwide audience that are listening attentively, absorb and digest all that I have heard this evening. But before we bring the food program to a close, please, I want to share for appealing to you to tell your fellow bishops to go to your churches and tell the congregation to do two things alone. Listen to Radio Biafra and join the Biafra. That's what we tell everybody wherever we go. So this is me, please, from my far right, is
the president of the UN, and Martin Luther. He say good, not goodbye, so to speak. Say good night, looking at you, so we can close the program today.
My fellow, those who have listened to us, I say good night for them. Bear in mind that the hour has come. Whatever you are doing, anywhere you are, try as much as you could to join the UN Voters Initiative. That's the only way out. It's a free comment. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And please, now let this.
Please, dear listeners, indeed, yes, wherever you are, anytime, any day, any hour you are praying, don't leave at the realization of Biafra. And whenever you are dreaming, dream Biafra. It must surely come to you.
Thank you very much. Okay, please.
Biafra is all about you. But not Biafra. Biafra is the promised land, and we tell you we'll get there. It's not over yet, but it is over.
Thank you very much.
Good news.
It's a PRL in the open room with
you. He's very, very alarmed. At the end of December, we are going to court. We want all the youth to be there at the High Court of Work for the debate in the
month. That's the end of April, you mean?
That's the end of April. That's the end of
April.
Every week, we will be at the court.
Everybody here in a very amid environment, we have confirmation that the National Liberation Council will mobilize the people to attend court on the 30th. We also have assurance from Apostle Canada and his group to be in court. We are now uniting and moving forward. We had hoped to speak to a lot of my people, but they are not here today. So we hope they will also be in court. And members of Lower Niger Congress. Thank you very much for listening wherever you are in the world. This is Radio Biafra reporting live from Owerri. The heartland is in
Owerri.
It is where it is the most stubborn place and very wonderful people. It is an honor to be here. This is where I am and I feel safe.
Yeah.
Above all, it's a pleasure to have all of you around here. And Biafra is blessed to have people like you. And I am pleased to call you all my brothers, my uncle, my father, my friends. I am delighted I'm in your midst. And God bless all of you.
Thank you.
And welcome back to the Radio Biafra London studios from Biafra Land, Owerri, Imo State. Precisely where Nnamdi Kanu was able to host a number of strong Biafrans in Owerri, in Biafra Land, Imo State precisely. And this is still a continuing testimony of what Radio Biafra can do. The support of every Biafran is needed. The Biafrans all around the world, the pro-Biafra organizations in Biafra Land, are all coming together to work for this common initiative, which is the actualization of sovereign state of Biafra. There is nothing else we have on our agenda. Once again, I want to say a very big thank you to all Biafrans, friends of Biafra from around the world, who were able to tune in or listen to our day's broadcast. Next Radio Biafra live broadcast from Biafra Land will be announced shortly. Watch out for this on our website. Watch out for this on our Facebook pages. Watch out for this on any of the websites that we have advertised that have link with Radio Biafra. Thank you and God bless. My name is Uchenna Efo once again.
have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always reach.